This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to another program of For a Better Life here on IRIB English Radio. I'm your host, Sayyid Wahid Alawi. And we were discussing anger and its different dimensions. And we reached the part where we want to explain how we should show our anger. And there are three different ways, dear brothers and sisters. Number one, with the tongue. Number two, the hand. And number three, the heart. Sometimes one can be excessive in showing anger at a time when one should be angry. This is not good. You should have a limit when you want to show your anger and when it is proper to show your anger. One should become angry at oppression, for example. One should be angry for sin with his tongue, with his hand, and with his heart. But should make sure to act in correct fashion. What is the correct fashion? How angry should one become? Is there a limit? The different stages of anger, dear brothers and sisters, is using one's tongue, hand, or heart. And that would become clear when we give some examples. For example, exceeding the limits using the tongue, it is natural that a believer who becomes very, very angry when someone says something bad to him or to her, in this case, the best thing to do in the view of Islam is to control one's anger and remain silent. Don't say anything. Be aware of the scene. Answer bad with good. It would be very, very good if one could not only refrain and be silent when someone is using foul language, but also if we are able to reply a bad language with a good language. Answer bad with good. But give the person, instead of saying bad, using bad language or foul language, we give the person advice in a nice tone, using good manners. For example, if one would tell him, you are a respected person whom people look up to, it would be a shame if your respect would be lowered in their eyes. If someone is cursing you, for example, you keep your silent, or if you want to reply, you reply with good. If a Muslim is able to answer bad language with good language, dear brothers and sisters, he should answer bad actions with good actions also. For example, you can give someone who needs something what he needs, even if that same person did not help you out when you were in need. And that is a very elevated status in spirituality and moral character if you can do such an act, which is very, very hard.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes. And we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
If one is able to answer bad with good, his enemies would lose their hatred for him and would become his friends. There is a transformation here because we are, after all, human beings. We are made of emotions. So when you say something good to that person, if you give a gift to that person, surely that will affect the person. And maybe he will be transformed from being an enemy to a good person. Do recall Musa ibn Ja'far alayhi salam, the seventh imam, when someone was cursing him on a daily basis and the companions of his wanted to beat him up. They wanted to teach him a lesson. And Imam stopped them. The Imam said, I would talk to them. I would talk to him. And when he went there, he talked to him. He gave him a sum of money and he showed him kindness. He took him out from poverty. And after that day, you saw that person X in the mosque or with the imam during his whole lifetime. That person changed dramatically from being an enemy of the Ahlul Bayt to being one of the most devout friends of Ahlul Bayt. Of course, not everyone is able to do this. It's a very high, elevated status in spirituality. Only the people who have a high level of faith are able to do this and benefit from their good habits. But in a vertical line, we can at least try. There is different degrees, right? In a vertical line, when it comes to goodness, there are different degrees of strength. We can at least be in that vertical line and try to be in that vertical line, even if it's in a weaker position. And another thing is that the other person who has used foul language will be ashamed when you act well with them. At first, it is difficult to answer with good words someone who swore at you, but later it becomes pleasurable to do so. And it needs training. It needs exercise. As you exercise and you do physical training, when you go to bodybuilding or to fitness, you start with 10 kg, you don't start with 100 kg. But eventually you reach the 100 kg. And it's the same here, it's spiritual practice. When someone curses you, when someone is bad towards you, when someone is showing evil towards you, is doing wrong against you, what do? Try to exercise. Try not to answer back with bad and foul language. You exercise, and after a while, you feel this feeling of anger exploding within you. If you can control that anger and keep your silent, and later on even reach the status where you can answer back with a good language, then that will eventually become pleasurable for you. Someone who swore at you, someone who used bad language against you, and you answer back with good language, that will be pleasurable. Sometimes men, in order to feel better, answer one swear with 10 different swears. Not only does this make that person feel worse, he gets even angrier, and it results in making more enemies. It results into physical violence. A person who answers bad language with good language, who controls his anger, who acts like an adult, is the one who will become calm and feel better, while the person who used bad language, who used bad energy, who used negative energy, will be the one who has this negativity within him or her, and will feel ashamed in front of people and others when he has used foul language. He or she will be the ashamed and regretful one. Till next time, may peace and blessings be upon all of you. And we should try to exercise and practice these techniques, inshallah, in our daily life. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your mercy, your love is all I need. All I need, all I need, all I need, all I need. Oh,
cause your love is all I need to be all I can be. And I know that you see.
Love is all I need.